In the Metamorphosis, a magician's assistant gets into a large box. Then a curtain is pulled, and in moments the magician and assistant deftly switch places. It's a trick Rondini has done for the last 15 years. Rondini is also known as Ron Lindbergh, a professional magician and magic shop owner in Appleton. Lindbergh is disturbed by the goings-on just a few blocks away at the Houdini Historical Society's museum. When the new displays open next June, Rondini says visitors will be able to get into a big metamorphosis box. By following written instructions, they'll be able to figure out how to do the trick themselves. Rondini says it's an audience favorite, but by next summer, it'll be out of his repertoire.
If a magician is performing this, there's going to be kids in the audience screaming at the top of their lungs, "I know how that's done. I saw it was done at the museum, and it's done like this." Now, is that going to be enjoyable for the audience to have kids screaming that?
Rondini has started a movement among professional magicians. So far, the likes of David Copperfield and Mark Wilson have written the museum asking that the exhibit be changed. But Rondini says the museum is going ahead with the show.
And now the Houdini Historical Center, the same place that's supposed to honor Houdini and hold his heart and soul, are the same group of people that are betraying him by exposing how the effects are done.
Ron Lindbergh says on his deathbed, Harry Houdini asked his brother to destroy his papers describing the methods behind his escapes and other magic tricks. The brother never did destroy the material. And the director of the Outagamie County Historical Society, which runs the museum, disputes the extent of Houdini's secretiveness. Terry Bergen says Houdini himself exposed his tricks in magazine articles during his lifetime. The trick has been exposed many times since. It's even been published in kids' books. And Bergen says the metamorphosis was around before Houdini hit vaudeville with his act. Houdini considered Appleton his hometown. The exhibit on him was last updated in 1989. Since then, Bergen says museum-goers have come to expect more exciting displays. The museum surveyed 700 of its members, and Bergen says the majority wanted to know how Houdini did what he did.
As much as we've listened to and sympathized with the magic fraternity's point of view, we can't very easily go against the overall preference of our visitors in order to address their needs, as important as they are to them and also to us.
Last Labor Day weekend, the Fox Cities Visitors and Convention Bureau set up something of a summit meeting between the museum and the irate magicians. Bergen was there.
We made an effort to meet with the magicians in a facilitated session and tried and modified the exhibit to address a lot of their issues and signed an agreement with them, with the magicians that were present that day. And it seemed like everything was fine, but later that agreement that we made with them was repudiated by the Houdini Club of Wisconsin.
Ron Lindbergh, or Rondini, was at that meeting as president of the Houdini Club of Wisconsin. He says he took the museum's offer back to club members, but they wouldn't ratify it. Museum director Terry Bergen says they're past the point of no return. When the Houdini exhibit opens next June, the metamorphosis will be there. The museum has stirred up controversy before. When curators began putting together an exhibit on another native, Joe McCarthy, some who loved and some who loathed the former senator made demands on what should be included in the display. Bergen says the museum went ahead with that project as well. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.